Well, good Monday morning. Thank you for joining us today on Tetelestai. We began looking at the subject of trying to answer the question, are you prepared for the final battle? And we've been looking at the passage in Revelation where it talks about Satan being loosed at the end of time, after a period of time where he's been bound from simply being able to hold the nations in darkness. And we know that that took place at the resurrection and ascension of Jesus. All authority in heaven and earth is now his. And the enemy was bound from holding the nations in darkness that he had held in darkness and in bondage all of that time prior to the coming of Messiah. But we know that John tells us that at a point in history, in time, after a thousand years, not a literal thousand years, but this is a symbolic number of a period of time in history, and it was a long time. We don't know exactly how long, but that the enemy would be loosed and he would be going up to make war against the people of God. And we've been considering the possibility to see of seeing, did this begin? Did this loosing begin back in the late 19th and early 20th century? And has the evidence of that begun to collect over time and begin to really burgeon, especially in the 21st century, that seems to point that something definitely shifted in the spiritual realm during that period, and it's exponentially, increasingly getting worse in a number of areas. And so what we're trying to do is present evidence to point to the fact that, yes, something has happened, whether it's the loosing or not, but something definitely has happened in the spiritual realm. Something we looked at, Exhibit A, was the fact that the moral conditions of the earth right now, I mean, it's getting increasingly darker. It's getting increasingly more wicked, violent, chaotic, confusing. I mean, all of it, the handprints of the enemy are all over it. We looked at the spiritual condition of the Church of Jesus Christ, and particularly in the West, it is in a bad way. It is not, she is not where she needs to be. She is not being the salt and the light that she has been called to be in society. There is so much corruption, and as Peter said, judgment must begin at the house of God, and it has, for sure. And then we began to look at the persecution, Exhibit C, persecution against believers and followers of Jesus the Messiah. And that has increased tremendously during the 20th century into the 21st century. More, I mean, of all the martyrs that have died for the faith, as we saw last week, statistically, over 50% of those deaths took place just in the 20th century alone, leading into the 21st century. So that is definitely increasing. Now here is Exhibit D, and that is not only persecution against believers in the Messiah, but persecution against the Jewish people has accelerated as well. Satan hates the Jews. He hates the Jews. We see that in the book of Revelation. He wants to destroy the Jewish people because it was through the Jewish people that Messiah came. He has always hated the Jewish people because they were God's inheritance. They were his choice. And he knew that there was a promised seed who was going to come through the nation of Israel. And so he has always sought to eradicate, wipe out, destroy the people of God. Now, celebrating Purim, this weekend and this past weekend, the Feast of Esther took place, the Feast of Lots. And this is, again, a time when Israel was protected from a genocidal plan. This has been the way of the devil. And so persecution of Jewish people also began to accelerate at the end of the 19th into the 20th century. There were thousands in the early 1920s of Jewish child refugees who were flooding into Moscow from Ukraine. There were pogroms that were going on. Now, a pogrom is just simply, it's an organized and sometimes even officially encouraged massacre or persecution of a group of people. Could be a minority group, but especially against the Jewish people. And it's they want to eradicate. It's just a genocidal act. The numbers of people who began to be slaughtered among the Jewish people, there was this early wave of violence against the Jewish people. We remember the Holocaust in World War II, but a lot of people forget about this time period from like 1918, 1921. There were over 1,100 pogroms that killed over 100,000 Jews in just a small area that, you know, we know as present-day Ukraine. And there were fears that began to be built that the Jewish people across Europe were at risk for anti-Semitic hate. And there were people who began to predict that there would be a mass move against the Jewish people. And there would be those who would seek to eradicate them in Europe. Anatoly France predicted this 20 years before Hitler came into power and sought to eradicate the Jewish people. Today, when you look at the anti-Semitism that is on the rise globally, it is all over the place. And again, it has been increasingly getting worse. Younger people today in the West are more anti-Semitic. Just recent data that came from the Harris Insights and Analytics at Harvard University Center for American Political Studies, they surveyed 2,000 registered voters in the United States. When it comes to Jews in Israel, they found the significant disparities between most Americans and the nation's youngest Americans, the voter group. Listen to this. This is from ages 18 to 24, and this was highlighted as well in the Jerusalem Post. 67% of young Americans believe that Jews as a class are oppressors and should be treated as oppressors. 51% believe that the long-term answer for the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is for Israel to be ended and given to Hamas and the Palestinians. Of course, after October 7th, what in the world? How could even think this? A number of them believe that Israel does have a right to exist, but again, see, that's contradictory. The land given to the Palestinians and Hamas, that will leave no room for Israel because they don't want an Israel to exist and they want Israel eradicated. 73% agreed that October 7th was a terrorist attack, but 66% did say it was genocidal in nature, but 60% also said that it could be justified by the grievances of the Palestinians. Only about 50% support Israel over Hamas, compared to 81% of all Americans. And then 76% actually think that peace can be negotiated with Hamas. That is absolutely ridiculous. 70% think that protesters on campuses calling for the genocide of Jews constitutes hate speech. But they are also contradicting. They say, well, yeah, if the Jews need to be wiped out, but yet we want the Jews taken out of the land. I mean, you know, you can't have both. But this age group, I mean, they're saying that Israel's campaign against the Gazans, against Hamas, is genocide against the Gazans. I mean, it goes on and on and on. This age group had different answers, the younger ones did, than the older ones who were surveyed in America. You know, there is an anti-Semitic attitude that is on the rise. And it goes back, way back, not just to Israel being founded and, you know, to the land being given to Israel, to the conflicts that have taken place over there. It goes back all the way to Genesis chapter 3, when God made a promise to the woman, to Eve, and to Adam, and a declaration to the serpent that the seed of the woman would crush the serpent's head. Yes, the serpent would bruise his heel, but the seed of the woman would crush the serpent's head. And we have to ask this question. If the Bible, God, his covenants that he made with Israel, if they are not true, then why is there so much hatred of this one group of people in the world? Why? Think about that. The devil hates them, and he has persecuted them from the beginning, and we continue to do so, and it's going to get again. It's going to get much, much worse as we move forward toward the coming of the Messiah. All right, we're going to stop there, and we will move forward tomorrow, continuing to look at another signpost, another exhibit that indicates we're moving rapidly toward the return of the Messiah and the final battle. May the grace and peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be yours today in fullest measure.